Hi, this is Dr. Christian Northrup. My new book, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause, has just been released by Hay House, and I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my new five-city tour this fall. For more details on my work, live appearances, or how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle, at www.drnorthrup.com. That's D-R-N-O-R-T-H-R-U-P. Today's topic is the solar plexus and how to free your trapped emotions. Now, the solar plexus, and you know where that is, sort of in the center of the top of your abdomen, right under your rib cage, there's a huge nerve plexus there known as the solar plexus. And isn't it interesting? Solar meaning sun. So this is the center of your personal power and self-esteem, right there in your gut, in your abdomen, your center of personal power and self-esteem. And the reason that so many people hold fat around this area is for armoring and protection, because they've learned from society, from parents perhaps, from the culture in general, that they're not good enough. This is the malaise of Western society, that we somehow think we're not good enough. And all of us have a million stories to prove why we're not good enough, but it really doesn't matter. I'm here to tell you, as a doctor, you are good enough. And the way to feel good enough is to start by putting your hands, just put your hands over your solar plexus right now. So let's take the right hand, put it right on there, and the left hand over the top of it. And then I want you to simply start making a circle. Circle any way you want, rub that area and say, sweetie, you're safe with me. Everything is good with you at this particular time. And then I want you to notice as you go throughout your day, when you feel butterflies in your stomach, when you feel fear, because this is an actual ancient brain. It's a primitive brain. And guess what? More neurotransmitters are made in your gut than in the brain in your head. So this really is a primitive brain, and it's designed to keep you feeling safe. So you're going to start by saying to your own solar plexus, you're safe with me. You're safe with me. Sweetie, you are safe with me. And every time you look in a mirror and you approve of what you see, even if it's just an eyebrow that you like or eyelashes you like or whatever, it will actually begin to improve your self-esteem. By the way, your left eye, when you look deeply into your left eye or someone else looks into your left eye, that's your receptive eye. So gaze into your left eye in the mirror and say, you are safe with me. It is safe to be me. And then notice when you get those butterflies in your stomach or whatever else it is, you simply put your hands there and say, thank you for sharing. I see that you are feeling afraid. I will be here for you. Now, this is just a tiny, tiny little beginning, but it's powerful to understand. You'll never be able to talk yourself out of those scared feelings with your intellect or with your brain. So it takes putting your hands there and sending the energy of your heart down to your solar plexus and saying, sweetie, I'm here for you. I'm going to take care of you. Oh, one more thing. When you feel like crying, I'd like you to take a moment, go somewhere you feel safe, and let it out. This will help you enormously. I've actually watched someone lose 5 pounds with a good cry because she finally let go of that armoring and felt safer. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.